This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and Stephen Jones is going to join us here in just a second. We are live at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio, and they have an amazing sale going on. 3 convenient locations across DFW, Arlington, Flower Mound, Richardson, plus there is a location in Austin, Texas. American-made hot tubs from Bullfrog Spas, Marquee Spas, Cal Spas, and Nordic Hot Tubs, all up to $4,000 off. General at your service. Salute to you. Hope you're having a great football Friday. There's Brian Broaddus, the former Cowboys scout. Wolchuk and Chia follower here. DJ Pridemore, original G-Bag producer in 2010, is here if you want to come shake his hand. The 2022 G-Bag Nation flag in all of its glory is flying proudly behind Brian Broaddus. You can see him on the webcam. And, of course, Lucius Alexander is back there in the Pimp Cup orchestrating and coordinating it all. And Carter Freeman is coordinating that video. You can see it at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. All right. Stephen Jones here in just a second. Bleacher Report posted Cowboys players who should be on the trade block after week 3. Are you wanting to trade edge Dante Fowler, Brian? You've been watching. We're going to have to pick up this conversation. Yeah. Because the executive VP, CEO, and director of player personnel for the Cowboys, Stephen Jones, has a few minutes for us on a busy Friday afternoon. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good. We're not trading Dante Fowler.
Don't worry, Stephen. We were all going to say no. You can't have enough pass rushers.
This is a pretty sweet luxury you guys have with all these edge rushers. You know, what is it about this group now that's allowing them to take over games in the way they have so far through the first 3 weeks?
Well, I think a big part of it is you can't have enough. And if you can keep people fresh, and I know I was dying. I know our fans were dying when you keep Mike over there on the sideline, you know, up 10 points, and he's sitting for 6-7 snaps trying to let him get his air and make sure he's all good to go for the end of it. That's when the Dante Fowlers and, the Dorrance Armstrongs and Sam Williams, that's when they all come in handy. And you just can't have enough of them. Hats off to, to Mike and Dan and Will. And, that was our strategy in the off season. It was tough to lose Randy. We went hard at him. But in the meantime, we did get to keep Dorrance. We did get to go get Fowler, and we did get to keep Basham. So, we ended up keeping about 3 guys for 1 guy, and sometimes that works out for you.
Stephen, you've been in this league a long time, and it was always about continuity with your offensive line. Are we in an era now where you can play 5, 6, 7 guys, just continually rotate them in the offensive line and find ways to win games?
I think you can, Brian. I think as long as they bring something to the table. I mean, I don't want to dismiss the continuity. It's huge. I mean, if you really felt like you could have 5 guys in unison playing the same spot all year and injuries wouldn't play into it, I mean, that's perfect. But is it reality this day and time? And seems to be, for the most part, it's not. So you've got to go, you got to take the next step. And, we're certainly of, you can't have enough of those guys either. And, we obviously with getting Connor McGovern back and bringing Jason Peters into the mix, I thought Farniok did a really nice job. In everybody's absence, as we were working Peters into it, as we were, obviously we lost Connor McGovern and had to kick Tyler out to left tackle. But at the same time, we also know at some point Tyron Smith's going to come back into this mix. And, you know, like I said, like pass rushers, like a lot of things, like corners, you can't have enough of them.
Steven Jones here with us on The Fan. Are there things that you want Kellen and Dak to do together that you've seen Rush have success in the offense with?
No, I just think the bigger thing is, you know, that I would stress is that, and I know it's something that they really, you know, that we talked about as an organization is, you know, the running game. I think you got to be committed to it. And, you know, when you got a guy like Dak who can, who's shown he can throw it, you know, 60 times a game. I mean, if that's what you wanted, or 50 times a game, I mean, he might can do it, but is it in the best interest of our team? And is it, you know, the best way to win in terms of complementary football and what we do? So, you know, I just think the bigger thing here is we're showing here that we've got an offensive line and some running backs who can run the ball well. I thought last week was really you know, a great mix for Zeke and Pollard in terms of their touches, and then a great mix with our offense. I think we were right at 50, you know, percent passes, 50% runs, and, you know, if anything, I'd like to see that thing, you know, I think we all would maybe as an organization even have it tilt a little more toward more runs than passes. But, you know, against Tampa, we got behind the eight ball there, and we weren't, although we ran it successfully, it was hard to stick with it when you got behind there late in the third and fourth quarters that you had to get away from that run because you felt like you were playing catch up. But I think the biggest thing is complementary football and, you know, really doing the things, you know, that it helps to keep us balanced as an offense. I think that's not only good for Cooper Rush, but I think it's good overall for your offense.
When you talk about running the football, and I totally agree, I'm glad you guys did this, but did Kellen Moore and the offensive coaches not recognize that you had to do that to counter the clog and cover techniques that have become so prevalent in the last year and a half?
No, going in, I think it was on everybody's mind that we needed to run the ball more. And certainly when you got two backs, we all know we've had Zeke for quite some time, but you know, everybody looks over at Tony Pollard and said, why doesn't he touch it more? And, you know, in order for him to touch it more, you got to run it more. I mean, there's other – don't get me wrong. You get in the ball in space with a pass or a screen or a smoke route. But, you know, in general, you want to I just think you want to get him more touches, which means run the ball more. And I think going into the season, that was the intent. We worked on it in the off season. And as I said, against Tampa, we were efficient running it. We just couldn't do it enough because we got behind.
Steven, going back to the running game there, and it's been great. It was fun watching that left side with Tyler Smith and Jason Peters, and that seems like it's a really good relationship. Is that a tandem you'd like to see moving forward, or what's the plan with Connor McGovern getting back healthy on that left side?
Well, I think anytime you run the ball, you help your offensive line. You know, that's at the end of the day, young offensive lineman, that's the, you know, comes more natural, easier to run block. When you know, with these pass rushers in this league and when they know you're going to throw the ball, you know, the challenge, you know, certainly increases as you try to do that. And, you know, to be able to run the ball there, it's obviously a strength of Tyler Smith. He's so strong and so good at the point there. And Farniak, I thought, did a nice job. I think it's a strong point for Connor McGovern. And obviously, Jason Peters moving in there. He's, you know, in his career, he hadn't played a lot of guard, but he obviously showed he could get in there. And then, you know, he's already a leader in that room. I mean, Zach Barton speaks for himself, but it's great to have Jason Peters on this football team.
Steven, I know Washington's coming to AT&T Stadium this weekend, but as you look across the division, and every time Washington has a home game, their FedEx Field continues to leak pipes and sewage and just sort of crapping on their fans. Are you even surprised by that every time we see this thing?
Well, we're so worried about what we do, and we've got our challenges to put to be successful with the Dallas Cowboys. And we're worried about, our fan experience. We're worried about our football team. We're worried about the success of our football team. We're worried about our experience that we give our fans. And I know certainly Dan Snyder. I know the organization there. They're a proud organization. I know they want to have success as well.
Michael Gallup not on the final injury report. Is he expected to be a full go on Sunday against Washington?
You know, as we sit here right now, we feel really good about it. And, you know, real good about our guys that are coming back. Certainly we had some challenges there after the first game, you know, between what had happened to us, you know, with Tyron Smith and in the training camp, during the training camp, losing him. And then losing a handful of guys there for 2 or 3, 4 weeks in that first game. But we're going to be getting a lot of these guys back. It's a plus. I do think we put together, you know, a deep roster in most areas. And, you know, it's great to, you know, you give guys opportunities. Certainly Noah Brown showed what he can do when given an opportunity. C.D. Lamb obviously came on strong the last game or two. And, showing what he's capable of doing, and seeing a Tyler Smith get a great opportunity out there. You know, you give these young guys opportunities and they step up, it makes you better overall as a football team. So it's great to be not only seeing what can happen when we get Gallup back to go with CD and Noah and Tolbert and Semi and that group, and then you know, I thought our young tight ends did a good job in the absence of Schultz last week. But at the same time, it'll be great to have Dalton Schultz back.
Now, speaking of trades, Steven, since you mentioned it, are we getting calls about Cooper Rush?
No. This league shows if you look around.
Oh, there he goes.
You know, you have to have these stuff.
Yeah, Steven, we're losing you. Appreciate the call. Both Steven and Jerry on the road today for interviews as they're heading out to take care of their Football Friday responsibilities. And, of course, we thank Steven for joining us here on 105.3 The Fan, usually at about 3 o'clock, but had a busy schedule being out and about today and had to join us here in the 4. But, you know, I think when it comes to the idea of trading Cooper Rush, I'd be open to it, but I need a team to overpay, Brian. You know, I can't give him up for a 4 and then need another backup quarterback. You got a guy that knows your system, works well with your OC, works well behind Dak Prescott, and has proven he can win games. If nobody's going to call and offer me something really good, I want to give Cooper Rush like a lifetime backup quarterback kind of contract.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think that that's what you talk about, player development, you know, in the way that players are. You know, he got an opportunity, and all it takes is that. But you have to be successful doing it, and they found a way. Steven is really – he's hammering this running game thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he really, really – you could tell it's like he's thinking about, okay, how do I protect my young offensive linemen that are playing? How do I protect my quarterback who is a backup right now?
And the league knows that. They're not going to think Cooper Rush is a commodity they got to chase to be their starter.
It's amazing. It's amazing to me that people are just like, hey, you could get something for him. And when you start to talk about fourth round for a guy, yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. If somebody would have offered you a fourth round pick for Cooper Rush before the Tampa game,
probably, yeah.
You would have said, do you want me to send the paperwork in or are you going
to
do it?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know,
what's wrong with Will Grier?
So, no, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. To me, I personally thought that Will Grier, I like Will Grier. And I think if Will Grier played, I think a lot of people would like Will Grier as well.
Because of the running game. You know, it changes so much if you can run the ball with your quarterback.
It was also interesting. He emphasized the offensive line and a lot of the young guys, Tyler Smith specifically, in how their strength is run blocking. And that's something we've talked about a lot. You know, and brought us, we went through 1 through 5, and all right, are they better run or pass blockers? Mm-hmm. And they're playing to the strength of their football team. You know, yeah, sure, they want to emphasize the run game, that's great, but you're also, what does your team do best? And the skill set right now of their front five is run blocking, and that includes Terrence Steele all the way over to Tyler Smith on the left side. So right now I think that they're playing to the strength of their football team, and Zeke and Tony Pollard, and credit Zeke as well. Zeke said this week, hey, he likes the split. between the two. It's not like Zeke is being a great teammate. Yeah. I'm Ezekiel Elliott. I'm a former All-Pro. I'm a two-time rushing champ. I'm the highest paid running back in the league, and he's making a stink about this. No,
that'd be Jason Witten.
Right. Yeah. He's saying this is keeping both of us fresh right now, and he is being a good teammate, and he's taking one for the team right now.
Absolute stud. Okay, so thanks to Stephen Jones for joining us. Anything else, Chiafal, you wanted to get to?
I was just thinking about the rushing attack and the offensive line and how it relates to this particular weekend. And we talk and we joke about Farniak, and a lot of that's just because the name Farniak is a bit comedically funny. But I think Biotish is going to have his handful his hands full as well with Payne and Allen. Even Jason Kelce last week, who's one of the best centers, veterans in the sport with the Eagles, he got whooped up a couple of times because of Deron Payne, because of Jonathan Allen. So I do want to kind of have some eyes on Biotish this weekend as well.
I do think he fibbed on my Kellen Moore question. There's no way that didn't drive the Jones boys absolutely nuts. They're focused on the run so much this year, but they don't mind that last year we just ignored the run as a way out. Like, they couldn't get anything figured out last year.
Yeah, and he was fibbing about the FedEx Field crapping on its customers. You know he's firing off texts at Snyder every week. Geez, again, Dan, you're going to let these guys get crapped on? Figure it out, Dan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.